好啊！再一次嘅歡迎啊，在座每一位啊，特別係新嚟嘅朋友阿輝啊。
So once again, I'd like to welcome every one of you, especially Afai, who's new to us today.
好，我哋開始今日我嘅信息之前咧，我讓我哋再安靜一齊嘅禱告。
So before we start our message today, let's just quiet down our hearts in prayer.
天父，我哋再一次嘅感謝讚美你。
Our Heavenly Father, once again, we praise and thank you.
你係嗰位又真又活又愛我哋嘅神。
You are the living God who loves us.
你赐下生命气息俾我哋，让我哋可以喺呢度嘅去好好嘅生活。
You've blessed us with this breath of life, so that we can live happily together.
你更加彰显你嘅爱系透过主耶稣基督系嚟到为我哋嘅牺牲。
And you express your love through your Son Jesus, who sacrificed himself for us.
求你帮助我哋喺思考你嘅话语当中，能够开放领受。
We pray that we'll have an open heart to receive your word as we ponder on your word.
以致我哋更加嘅明白你嘅心意，明白知道你系嗰位又真又活嘅神。
So that we may understand your will and to really come to know you as that true and living God.
求你垂听我哋祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
阿门。
阿门。
嗱，当你喺困境中而似乎得唔到神出手帮助嘅时候。
When you find yourselves in distress and it seems like God is not reaching out to help,
你会不会听到不信主的人这样问，说你们的神在哪里？
Have you ever heard unbelieving friends who would ask, Where is your God?
那你又怎样去回答？
And how do you respond in such a situation?
你是不是没办法作答呢？
Do you find yourself unable to answer?
自己开始信心就软弱了。
Maybe your faith starts to be weakened.
甚至出現了信心危機的問題。
Or you may even find yourself facing a crisis in your faith.
今天我想和大家一起看是詩篇115篇。
Today I'd like to look at Psalm 115 with you.
115篇的作者就是落在這樣的困境當中。
And the psalmist of Psalm 115 actually finds himself in such a predicament.
他被外邦人問到，你的神在哪裡呢？
The Gentile nations are asking him, Where is your God?
但是他卻不是無言以對，而是在面對敵人的嘲笑、攔阻的中，他繼續的奮力前進。
But the psalmist did not remain speechless. In the face of enemies, mockery and these obstacles, he continued to press on.Relying on God.
他靠著神完成了神托付給他的事工。
He was able to fulfill the work entrusted to him as he looked to God.
今天我就想和大家一起先讀詩篇115篇。
So let us start by reading Psalm 115 together.
我嘗試看看還記不記得，如果詩篇115篇，我先用中文讀一次。
So I'll first recite Psalm 115 in Chinese.
耶和華榮耀不要歸於我們，不要歸於我們，要因你的慈愛和誠實歸在你的名下。為何用外邦人說他們的神在哪裡呢？然而我們的神在天上，都憑隨自己的旨意行事。他們的偶像是金的，是銀的，是人手所造的。有口卻不能言，有眼卻不能看，有耳卻不能聽，有鼻卻不能聞，有手卻不能摸，有腳卻不能走，有喉嚨也不能出聲。做他的要和他一樣，凡靠他的也要如此。以色列啊，你要倚靠耶和華，他是你幫助和你的盾牌。亞倫家啊，你們要倚靠耶和華，他是你們的幫助和你們的盾牌。你们敬畏耶和华的要依靠耶和华，他是你们的帮助和你们的盾牌。耶和华耶和向来眷念我们，他还要赐福给我们，要赐福给以色列的家，赐福给亚伦的家。凡敬畏耶和的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。耶和向来眷念我们，他还要赐福给我们，要赐福给他。他亚维向来眷念我们 ，sorry
啊，你已经背咗度。愿亚维叫，
愿亚维叫你们和你们的子孙日渐加增，你们蒙了做天地之亚维的福。 天是亚维的天，地他却给了世人，死人不能赞美亚维，下到直径中的也都不能，但我们要称颂亚维，从今时直到永远，你们要赞美亚维。
Thank you, that's amazing. 多谢 Pastor Johnny 做好好的榜样，背了这么多。 Thank you. Okay, so now I'll read it out in English, and maybe if you want to join, you can read it out in English as well. O Yahweh, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. You who fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Yahweh has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear Yahweh, both the small and the great. May Yahweh give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are Yahweh's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise Yahweh, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. Praise Yahweh.
Now, 詩篇115篇就是哈利路亞的詩篇，即是113至118篇這六篇的詩篇的其中一篇。
Psalm 115 is known as one of the Hallel Psalms, which means Psalms of Praise, and that's actually referring to Psalm 113 to 118.
正是以色列三大的節期，即是逾越節、住棚節和五旬節的讚美詩篇之一。
And is one of the Psalms specifically used for praising God in the three major festivals of Israel, Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Pentecost.
这首诗采用这个对唱的形式，祭司先唱，然后百姓来和唱。
So this Psalm is structured in an antiphonal form, that's like a call and response. And the priest normally would first lead in singing, and then the congregation would then respond.
新約時代的時候，猶太人在吃逾越節、吃逾越節馬筵席的時候，他們要唱這首詩，唱頌就哈利路亞這些詩歌。
And in the New Testament time, as the Jewish people have Passover meal, they would sing one of these Hallel Psalms.
當主耶穌和他門徒吃完最後的晚餐，他們唱了詩，就出來往橄欖山去。
Jesus and his disciples, after the Last Supper, actually said, in the Bible it tells us, they sung a hymn, and then they went out to the Mount of Olives.
他所唱的就是这些诗歌。
So the hymn that they sang was one of these hymns.
这首诗的内容包括了第一至三节讲到鼓励人将荣耀去归给神。
And the content of this psalm includes encouraging people to give glory to God.
在四至八节，佢描述咗偶像嘅系无能。
And in verses 4 to 8, it describes the futility, the powerlessness of idols.
九至十三劝勉我哋依靠 Yahweh。
Verses 9 to 13 exhort us to rely on Yahweh。
十四至十八节嘅佢系为以色列人献上祷告嘅许愿去赞美神。
And then in verses 14 to 18 is offering prayers for Israel and vows of praise to God.
从这一首的诗篇，我们有什么学习的地方呢？
So what can we learn from this psalm?
当我默想它的内容的时候，我今天想和大家分享当中一些鼓励和提醒。
As I meditate on this psalm, I want to share with you some of the encouragement and reminders.
在第一节讲到是慈爱和诚实，慈爱另一个翻译就是坚定和不变的爱。
In verse 1, we see the word love, and in some translations, it's actually talking about the steadfast and unfailing love.
当时的背景是以色列人被掳，他百姓 就向呢位独一嘅真神呼求佢嘅拯救。
And the context or the background of this psalm was that at that time the Israelites were under captivity, and so the people were crying out to God for salvation, for deliverance.
嗱，呢个就系神对百姓嘅慈爱同埋信实。
And this was God demonstrating His love and faithfulness to His people.
因为神系救赎佢哋，因此百姓要嚟将荣耀去归俾神。
Because God redeemed them, so the people have to give glory to God.
佢慈爱同埋诚实代表神嘅拯救。
So this love and faithfulness represent God's salvation.
嗱，呢一句篇嘅诗篇系向神祷告嘅诗篇。
This psalm is a prayer to God.
要俾人睇到神系边一位，佢系嗰位嘅独一嘅真神。
It allows people to discern who this God is. He's the only true God.
当我们在顺境或者得到一些所谓的成就的时候，我们会不会沾沾自喜呢？
Now, when we are living in prosperity or doing well in life or have gained certain achievements, do we become proud and attribute these to our own intelligence and abilities?
以为是我们自己的聪明和能力，定还是好像这一第一节所讲的，亚维啊，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们。
Or do we actually echo with this sentiment in the first verse? Not to us, Yahweh, not to us, but to your name be the glory.
不要归于我们，是要因你的慈爱诚实归在你的名下。我们千万就不要夺取神的荣耀。
So let us not take God's glory credit that to ourselves.
因为如果不是神长久祂不变的爱同埋佢嘅信实保守，佢将生命气息同埋智慧力量俾人，我哋乜嘢都唔系。
Because if it wasn't for God's steadfast love and His faithfulness, granting us life, this breath, this wisdom and strength, we are nothing.
好多事我都做唔到。
And we cannot accomplish much.
正所谓谋事在人，成事在神。
As the saying goes, men can plan all they want, but it's God who established their steps.
人可以有周详的计划，但需要不同的因素和环境配合，才能够达到预期的目标。
So people can have meticulous plans, but different factors and circumstances would have to work well in order to achieve their desired goals.
阿金库战役 （Battle of Agincourt） 系发生喺1415年嘅10月25号。
The Battle of Agincourt took place on the 25th of October, 1415.
系当时系英国同埋法国百年战争中一场以少胜多嘅战役。
And it was during this 100 years war, this battle where this was like one of those battles that showed how a small number is able to win over a large army.
当时亨利五世咧带领英军，佢以步兵弓箭手做主力，击败咗法国由大批嘅贵族组成嘅精锐骑士嘅部队。
And at the time, this battle led by Henry V, it was mainly with infantry archers. Who managed to defeat the French, who had a large force of elite knights cavalry.
得胜之后呢，全军就是歌唱诗篇114和115篇。
After their victory, the entire army sang Psalms 114 and 115.
当唱到115篇第一节，他说耶和华荣耀不要归于我们的时候呢，
And when they reached the first verse of Psalm 115, saying, Not to us, Yahweh, not to us, but your name be the glory.
他们全军的跪下跪，表达对神的敬畏。
The entire army knelt down in awe of God.
当我们反复是去诵读默想这首诗篇的时候，我们会感受到这本诗篇，这首诗篇告诉我们，敬畏的人是一个怎样的人。
Excuse me. As we recite and meditate on Psalm 115, we will come to understand what it means to be someone who fears Yahweh.
真正敬畏神的人，他懂得将一切的荣耀去归给神，特别是当我们自己 得着荣耀或者成功的时候。
A person who truly fears Yahweh knows to give all glory to God, and especially in times of personal glory or success.
不是说骄傲自大，而是谦卑的力量，知道他是信靠神的帮助，他是因着神的慈爱和信实。我们当我们即是很成功的时候，我们将一切荣耀归给神，特别是我们得着荣耀或者成功的时候，我们不要骄傲自大。
So let us not be proud and arrogant.
而是谦卑下来，知道我们是靠着神的帮助，因为他的慈爱就是信实，所以我们要尊荣他，存着这个感恩的心，将荣耀归回给他。
So let us not fall into pride and arrogance, but to humble ourselves, acknowledging that it is by God's help, through his love and faithfulness, that we should really honor him.
第二到第三节，他说，为何用外邦人说，他们的神在哪里呢？然而我们的神在天上，都随自己的旨意行事。
In verses 2 and 3, it says, Why should the nation say, Where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases.
这就是说，神是超越一切的邪恶的势力，他是不是由人类的思想所做的。
That is to say, God surpasses all evil forces.And he is not a creation of human thoughts.
因此呢，我们的神是一个自由的，是他按着自己美好的旨意行事的神。
Therefore, our God is free, and he acts according to his own goodwill.
其实从旧约历史呢，我们知道以色列和犹大国呢，都是被异族的入侵。
From the history of the Old Testament, or Israel, we know that Both Israel and Judah were invaded by many foreign nations.
结果圣殿是被毁。
And that resulted in the destruction of the temple.
列邦是嘲笑他们所信的神，不知道在哪里。
And the nations mocked them, wondering where their God had gone.
世人不明白神的旨意是何等的奇妙和奥秘。
People do not understand the wonderful and mysterious will of God.
只是看见以色列亡国了，就以为以色列的神就不存在。
They only saw the downfall of Israel and assumed that Israel no longer exists.
面对外邦人这样的讥讽，作者的回答就在第三节。
So facing such a mockery from these foreign nations, the psalmist's response can be found in verse 3.
然而我们的神在天上都是随自己的旨意行事的。
Yet our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases.
意思是以色列虽然亡国，以色列的神，以色列人民虽然是被掳，并不是等于以色列的人不存在，以色列的神不存在。
That is to say, even though Israel as a nation, they come to an end, even though the Israelites were captured, it did not mean that God of Israel no longer exists.
只因为以色列人犯罪，所以神才将以色列人交给外邦人去惩罚他们，好使到他们会悔改。
It's just because the Israelites sinned, God had to turn them over to the nations in order to discipline them according to his will.
然而呢，神仍然在天上掌权，他是随着自己的心意去行事，他是掌管万国万民。
So the goal of that was to bring them to repentance. But nevertheless, God still reigns in heaven. And he acts according to his will, governing all nations and peoples.
无论是顺境或者逆境，贫穷或者富贵，慈爱的神必定永远是照顾他们。
So whether in times of prosperity or adversity, in poverty or abundance, a loving God will surely take care of them.
第四至到第八节咧，我哋睇下呢几节。
So let us now look at verses 4 to 8.
诗人将独一嘅真神同埋偶像做一个强烈嘅对比。
Here the psalmist try to show us a stark contrast between the only true God and these idols.
以色列人所信奉嘅系至高无上嘅神，系随住自己嘅意思行事，唔似外邦嘅偶像。
The God that Israel worships, the Most High, is not like the foreign idols.
讲到第四节，讲到偶像系金嘅，系银嘅，系物质所同埋人手所做嘅。
These idols are made of gold and silver, and material objects made by human hands.
嗱，佢哋有口却不能言啦。即系佢冇犯法承诺，唔能够俾任何人会有咩嘅应许。
They have mouths but cannot speak. They are unable to really fulfill any promise or give you any assurance.
嗱，有眼却不能看咧，佢冇监察保护嘅能力。
They have eyes but cannot see.
佢有耳却不能听，系冇办法垂听人嘅祷告。
So with eyes I cannot see, it's saying that they lack the ability to watch over or to protect. And then they have ears that cannot hear because they are unable to hear breath.
有鼻却不能闻咧，佢哋唔能够接受人嘅献祭，佢闻唔到人所献嘅馨香之气。
They have noses but cannot smell and cannot accept sacrifices or fragrance smoke offered by people.
有手却不能摸咧，佢冇能力帮助带领人。
So they have hands but cannot feel. They lack the ability to help or guide people.
有脚却不能走咧，佢冇办法与人同行。
They have feet but cannot walk. They are unable to walk alongside people.
有喉咙嘅不能出声咧，佢冇办法同人说话，而系任人嘅去摆布。
They have throats but cannot speak, unable to communicate with people and being manipulated.
呢度五至到七节啊，呢几节咧，讲出有七个嘅不能。
So from verse 5 to 7, this seven cannots there.
七呢个数字咧喺圣经好多时都代表系一个完全嘅意思。
And the number seven in Bible often signifies complete or perfect.
代表呢偶像系完全嘅不能。
Meaning that it's completely, these idols are completely unable.
各国嘅偶像都系人手所做嘅嘢。
So idols are of all nations are things made by human hands.
无论系雕刻嘅偶像呢啲有形嘅嘢啦，啲东西啦，或者人类嘅无形嘅哲学理念。
Whether they are carved idols, visible objects, or intangible idols like philosophical concepts.
或者人嘅成就同埋世间嘅财富等等呢啲无形嘅偶像。
Or human achievements.Or worldly wealth.
都是人做的没有生命的事物。
So these are idols worship and created by human beings.
这些偶像没办法将生命和给那些侍奉他的人。
And they cannot give life to those who serve them.
敬拜这些偶像的人和他们敬拜的神明一样都是死的。
So those who worship these idols and the gods they worship are both dead.
大家知道在农历新年的期间呢，在香港的黄大仙庙啊、车公庙啊等等的地方都逼满了信众。
So you will know, during the Lunar New Year, places like 黄大仙 Temple or 车公 Temple in Hong Kong are crowded with worshippers.
他们求福啊、求财啊、求健康啊等等。
They seek blessings, wealth, and health.
世人认为偶像是有求必应，就是灵验了。
People believe that idols will grant them their requests.
我们对神的信仰也不是，是不是单单是这样呢？
But how about our faith in God? Is it the same?
为什么人是会拜偶像？
Why do people worship idols?
创世纪一章二十六节告诉我们。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 tells us,
人是照着神的形象做的。
That human beings are created in the image of God.
因此他有灵性的需要。
Therefore, they have a spiritual need.
他不会单单满足于物质的东西。
So they are not satisfied solely by material things.
正如传道书的三章十一节这样说。
Just like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says,
他即是神，使万事各按其时成为美好，又把永恒的意识放在人的心里， 虽然这样，人还是不能察觉神始终自始至终的作为。
He, here referring to God, has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
神在人的心灵的深处安置了超越时间的永恒这个盼望，或者人有永生为永恒这个意识。
God has placed eternity beyond time in the depths of human hearts.
人是有灵，所以人是会敬拜神。
People have spirit, so they would worship God.
有宗教的倾向。
They have this inclination of religion.
那动物没灵，它不会敬拜，它不懂敬拜神的。
So animals do not worship God because they do not have a spirit.
那在不同的时代和地方，都有人去敬拜天地、树木或者石头。
In different times and places, people worship trees, stones, or gods they know.
或者那些他认识的神，也都有人承认在有造物主的存在。
People acknowledge the existence of a creator.
但到底是哪一位的神呢？很多人就不清楚了。
But which one is the true God? Many are not so clear.
以致他们用偶像来代替神的在人心中的位置。
So they use idols to replace God in their hearts.
尝试填补心灵，心里面属灵这份的需要。
Trying to fill the spiritual needs within them.
其实偶像只是人手所做的事，正如今天的诗篇四十七节。
But idols are man-made things, just like what we saw earlier.
另一节经文在以赛亚书的四十章的十八至到二十节这样讲。
So in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18 to 20 says,
你们究竟将谁比神？用什么形象与神比较呢？偶像是像人铸造，银像用金包裹，他为他铸造银链，穷乏献不起这样供物的，就拣选不能扭坏的树木，为自己寻找巧匠，立起不能摇动的偶像。
To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness compare with him? An idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and casts for it silver chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move.
偶像会毁掉那些拜偶像的人。
Idols will destroy those who worship them.
正如诗篇第八节那里讲话的，做他的和他一样，凡靠他的也要如此。
Just like today's Psalm in verse 8, there it says, those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them.
这里宣告了崇拜偶像者的结局。
Here, the fate of the idol worshippers is declared.
他们不单只是拜偶像，也都犯与其相关的种种的罪。
They not only worship idols, but they also commit various sins associated with them.
我们敬拜什么的神，我们就成为怎样的样式。
We become what we worship.
如果我们敬拜死的偶像，这样我们就走向死亡。
If we worship dead idols, then we are heading towards death.
事实上，因为偶像是人造的，人制造偶像来达到自己的愿望。
In reality, because idols are man-made, people create idols to fulfill their desires.
所以他实际上是在敬拜他自己。
So they are actually worshipping themselves.
任何的偶像崇拜都是荣耀人和自己。
Any idol worship is glorifying humans and themselves.
除此之外，还有些人他 自称是无神论者。
In addition, some people claim to be atheists.
正如我以前后生细个嗰阵时都好无知嘅，以为系啦。
Just like myself in my younger days.
Yeah. 自以为我信只系信科学，或者信自己嘅判断。
We trust in science or our own judgments.
我睇佢哋睇唔到神，所以就公然嘅妄称话世界上冇神嘅，我睇唔到。
They do not see God and openly claim that there's no God in the world.
啊，呢啲嘅人，当佢遇到危机考验嘅时候，就会发现咧，人实在其实好有限。
When these people face crisis and tests, they will find that human beings are indeed very limited.
嗱，好多事情佢都唔系由自己可以控制到嘅。
Many things are beyond their control.
英國咧，曾有一對嘅父子兩個人。
In the UK, there were a father and a son.
嗱，佢哋都係好當時出名嘅無神論者，寫咗好多嘅書嚟攻擊基督教。
Both were famous atheists who wrote many books to attack Christianity,
佢可能夠係迎合一般人嘅心理。
to appeal to the general public.
有一日個父親病重，心靈就不安，感覺人生係虛空。
One day the father became seriously ill, feeling spiritually restless, and that life was empty.
佢喺苦悶中喺度掙扎，冇神嘅觀念就有啲嘅動搖啦。
So in his distress, his atheistic ideas began to waver.
死亡臨近之時咧，佢更係冇安慰。
As death approached, he felt no comfort.
佢唔敢確信係冇神啊！
And he dared not to be sure that there was no God.
嗱，呢個時候佢個仔睇見佢爸爸係對於無神論嘅信念，將會有動搖嘅趨勢咧。
At this time, his son, seeing his father's wavering belief in atheism,
佢恐怕影響咗佢父子嘅名譽，於是就大聲咁樣叫。
he feared that it would affect their reputation, and he shouted loudly.
佢話：父親啊，捉緊，找緊啊，不要搖動。
He said, "Father, hold on, don't waver."
佢爸爸回答話：仔啊，我哋捉住啲什麼？捉住啲咩嘢咧？
The father replied, "Son, hold on to what?"
啊，真係無神論嘅人喺臨終嘅時候，佢可以找住啲乜嘢嘅咧？
Indeed, what can atheists hold on to in their final moments?
乜嘢可以使佢得到安慰咧？
What can bring them comfort?
佢哋冇神，能夠捉住啲咩嘢咧？
Without God, what can they hold on to?
結果就係進入永遠嘅黑暗中，等候將來嘅審判。
The result is entering into eternal darkness, waiting for the future judgment.
相反，有信心同埋經歷過神真實嘅人，
On the contrary, those with faith and real experiences of God,
喺面對死亡嘅時候，好多人往往表現出呢份嘅勇敢同埋平安。
They show bravery and peace in the face of death.
佢能夠見證到神嘅大能去保守佢哋。
They are able to witness the greater power of God to keep them.
因為佢哋有永恆嘅盼望，知道神嘅應許係必會實現嘅。
Because they have this eternal hope, knowing that God's promises will be fulfilled.
喺以賽亞書嘅44章嘅19至20節咁講。
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 19 to 20 says,
没有人细心思想，也没有人有知识、有聪明说：我把木头的一半放在火里燃烧，我也在炭火上烘个饼、烤个肉吃，剩下的我却用来做了一个可憎之物。我要向木头叩拜吗？他所追求的只是灰尘，被迷惑了的心，使他偏离正道了。 他不能救自己，也不会说，在我的右手中不是有个假神吗？
No one considers, nor is there knowledge or discernment to say, half of it I burnt in the fire. I also baked bread on its coals. I roasted meat and have eaten. And shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood? He feeds on ashes. A deluded heart has led him astray. And he cannot deliver himself or say, "Is there not a lie in my right hand?"
嗱，大家睇到偶像嘅徒然嘛？
Do you see the futility of idols?
我哋唔好俾偶像欺騙。Let
us not be deceived by idols.
因為人嘅有限，我哋本能嘅係想依靠其他嘅存在。Because
human nature instinctively seek to rely on other beings.
嗱，結果咧就做出各種嘅偶像，
resulting in the creation of various idols.
但係唯有神先至有生命同埋能力嘅。
However, only God has life and power.
正如 係之前我喺分享過詩篇139篇講到分享過。
Just as I shared in Psalm 139 before.
耶和華神係一個無所不知、無所不在同埋無所不能嘅神。
Yahweh is an all-knowing, omnipresent, and omnipotent God.
佢係隨住自己嘅意思去行事嘅。
He acts according to his own will.
偶像所代表嘅世界觀同埋對神明嘅概念係與耶和華神嘅自我啟示係唔相符合嘅。
The worldview and concept of gods represented by idols are not in line with the self-revelation of Yahweh, our Creator God.
嗱，食物嘅祭每日要獻俾呢啲神明。
Daily food offerings are made to these idols.
但係食用嘅係無疑係好多時係廟宇嘅工作嘅人，或者如果帶翻屋企嘅，由自己啲人去食翻啊。
But oftentimes, the temple staff are the ones who consume them.
偶像係供人敬拜嘅，唔信嘅人向偶像係跪拜叩頭。
Idols are objects of worship, and unbelievers bow down and prostrate themselves before idols.
喺以賽亞書44章嘅10節。
In Isaiah 44, verse 10,
誰製造神像，鑄造無益的偶像？
Who fashions a god or casts an idol that is profitable for nothing?
同樣嘅喺《使徒行傳》17章嘅16節咁講嘅，保羅在雅典等候他們的時候，看見滿城都是偶像，就心裏着急。
In Acts 17, verse 16, it says, Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols.
嗱，聖經清楚嘅係禁止神嘅子民去拜偶像。
The Bible clearly prohibits God's people from worshipping idols.
嗱，十戒嘅第一同埋第二戒命就係明文嘅禁止咁樣講。
The first and second commandments of the Ten Commandments explicitly forbid idol worship.
佢話除咗耶和華之外，不可以拜這些有形或者無形嘅偶像。
It says, Besides Yahweh, no other visible or invisible idol should be worshipped.
嗱，保罗喺以弗所书嘅5章5节咧，佢咁讲。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5,
佢话：因为你们确实知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的，就与拜偶像的一样。
For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
嗱，呢節經文話俾我哋聽，啊，原來貪心嘅啊，就係與拜偶像嘅一樣。
This verse tells us that those who are greedy are like idolaters.
所以我哋要反省我哋係咪有貪心啊？啊，唔懂得知足，總係希望得到更多更多嘅嘢。
So we need to reflect on whether we are greedy, always wanting more and never satisfied.
嗱，咁樣就係與拜偶像嘅一樣啊。
If so, this is like an idol worshipper.
睇到拜偶像同埋貪心嘅後果係嚴重嘛？就係佢與神嘅國係無份，唔可以入神嘅國。
So the consequence of idol worship and greed are severe, leading to exclusion from the kingdom of God.
嗱，對於我哋現今嘅人嚟講，偶像唔單單係呢啲有形嘅啊公仔啊或者物件，仲有其他無形嘅偶像喎。
For people today, idols are not just physical objects, but also include intangible idols.
嗱，偶像就係你覺得任何比神更重要嘅事物。
An idol is anything that you consider more important than God.
更吸引你嘅心思意念嘅事物。
Something that captures your thoughts and desires.
嗱，失去咗佢，你會感到生命好似冇乜價值。
Making you feel life is worthless without it.
啊，其實真正有價值嗰啲嘢，只有獨一嘅真神先能夠賜俾你。
However, only the one true God can give you those things.
嗱，呢啲偶像可能會係你嘅家庭同埋仔女啦，事業同埋賺錢啦，成就同埋讚賞啦。
So these idols could be your family and children, career and wealth, achievements or accolades.
同埋社會嘅地位啊，啊，佢都可能係愛情啊，朋友同輩嘅接納。 能力同埋技術、安全同埋舒適嘅環境、偉大嘅政治或者社會理想、道德品格等等。
It could be social status, love, acceptance from friends, abilities and skills, safety, comfortable surroundings, great political or social ideals, moral characters, and more.
不论是什么东西，寻求权势的人就会被权势所控制。
Seekers of power are controlled by power.
所以基督徒我们不拜有形的偶像。
So therefore, Christians do not worship physical idols.
但是讲到可能不少的人可能有些无形的偶像自己都不觉察到的。
But many may have invisible idols without realizing it.
其实当任何的人或者事物取代了神在我们生命中的地位的时候，就可以成为了我们的偶像。
When anyone or anything takes the place of God in our hearts, it becomes an idol.
如果按照这个定义，其实很多人，包括不少基督徒，都可能有自己的偶像。
By this definition, many people, including Christians, have their own idols.
例如有些人喜欢追随明星歌星，成为他们忠心的粉丝。
For example, many follow celebrities, musicians, becoming loyal fans.
甚至有些人为了他们的偶像，要极端的时候去自杀都有听过。
Some even commit suicide for their idols.
有些人崇拜有钱或者很成功的人士。
Some people worship wealthy and successful people.
当知识、财富、享受、美貌、事业或者家庭取代了神在我们心中重要的地位的时候，他就可以成为我们的偶像。
When knowledge, wealth, enjoyments, beauty, career, or family replace God in our hearts, they become our idols.
所以我们真的要小心。
We truly need to be very careful.
可能我们不知不觉间爱上了很多隐藏的偶像。
We may unknowingly love many hidden idols in our hearts.
一直在追求他们呢。
We may be pursuing after them continually.
这会影响了我们跟神的关系。
And it affects our relationship with God.
所以我要除掉一切这些有形的偶像和我们心里面一切无形的偶像。
So therefore, we must remove all visible and invisible idols from our hearts.
哥林多前书的十章七节这么说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7 says,
也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经上所记，百姓坐下，吃喝，起来玩耍。十四节说，我所亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。
Verse 7, do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Verse 14, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry.
保罗警告哥林多教会要逃避拜偶像的事，千万就不要拜偶像。
Paul warned the Corinthian church to flee from idolatry, not to worship idols.
如果他们没有拜偶像的危险可能的时候，这个警告就好像没什么意思了。
This warning would be meaningless if they were not in danger of idol worship.
其实十章的七节的背景呢，是从出埃及记第32章关于以色列人拜金牛犊的事迹引致的。
The background of chapter 10, verse 7 is from Exodus chapter 32 about the Israelite worshipping the golden calf.
当然我们不会向木头、石头的跪拜、叩头的。
Of course, we do not bow down to wood or stone.
但我相信每一个信耶稣的人会在某些的偶像面前去跪拜，有这样的危险。
I trust no one who believes in Jesus would be in danger of bowing down before certain idols.
但是不是单单指这种的偶像崇拜呢？
But is idol worship only referring to this kind of physical idols?
我们对偶像是不是有正确的认识吗？
Do we have a correct understanding of idol worship?
偶像崇拜本质是什么使到它变得危险呢？
What makes idol worship dangerous?
这到底是什么一回事呢？
So what is the essence of idol worship?
临前的十章七节说，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7, it says, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in reverie.
这个正正是几乎所有的人 特別係香港人啦，總都係中意嘅做嘅三件事係嘛？
So these are the three things almost everyone, especially in Hong Kong, loves to do.
吃喝同玩耍啊。
Is to eat and drink and gallop to play.
呢就好似生活嘅全部咯。
It seems to be the essence of life.
嗱，其實被肉體支配同埋自我為中心嘅人咧，認為今日就係吃喝快樂嘅日子，因為聽日係點樣？聽日我哋可能會死啊！
People who are dominated by the flesh and are self-centered think that today is a day for eating, drinking, and having fun because you may die tomorrow.
所以我哋要好好嘅過今日，盡量嘅吃喝玩樂，享受人生。
So you should enjoy today as much as possible, indulging in these activities.
能偶像崇拜危險，正正係通過我哋肉體嘅觀感啊，將我哋嘅專注力轉移離開神。神在，即係幾乎連神都忘記咗。
The danger of idol worship is that it distracts us from God through our bodily senses.
嗱，有啲偶像係得到好多人嘅參拜，因為啊，據傳聞或者啊話呢啲偶像好靈驗。
Some idols receive many worship because they are believed to be very effective.
以至佢香火可能鼎盛啊。
Leading to a flourishing of incense offering.
啊，所以人通常係想求富貴、生意或者工作順利啊、愛情婚姻美滿啊，或者子孫啊滿堂等等。
So people usually seek after wealth, prosperity in business, happiness or love or marriage.
嗱，其實啲木頭啊、石頭啊、啲雕像本身其實佢冇任何嘅能力。
So these wooden idols themselves have no power in themselves.
點解有條會靈咧？就係原來係撒旦喺背後嘅工作。
But why is it effective sometimes? Because it is Satan working behind the scenes.
嗱，塑扮裝扮成光明嘅天使去欺骗人，去离开神，去跟从佢。
Masquerading as an angel of light to deceive people and lead them astray from God.
人可能亦都变得好似佢哋嘅偶像。
People may become like their idols.
假如佢哋嘅偶像系成功，佢哋啲人就会变得贪婪。
If their idol is success, they may become greedy.
假如佢哋嘅偶像名系精啊。他们就会变得淫荡。
If their idol is sex, they may become licentious.
这样就是说，凡是靠他们的，也都要这样，偶像和敬拜他们的人都是一样的。
This means that those who rely on idols will become like them. The idols and the worshippers are the same.
我们来到9至11节了。
Coming to verse 9 to 11.
诗人要大家去倚靠神，佢反复嘅去劝勉。
The psalmist urged everyone to rely on God, repeatedly emphasizing this.
第九节讲话以色列啊，就系以色列指神嘅百姓啊。
Verse 9 talks about Israel, referring to God's people.
第十节话阿伦加你要倚靠耶和，阿伦加就系指神嘅祭司啦。
The house of Aaron in verse 10 refers to God's priests.
敬畏耶和嘅十一节就包括所有敬畏神嘅外邦人。
In verse 11, those who fear the Lord, including those non-Israelites who fear God.
重复三次，用重复嚟强调佢嘅极其重要性。
There's a repetition of three times to emphasize this importance.
耶和神系值得人倚靠 trust 嘅神。
Yahweh is a God worthy of our trust.
我哋喺佢嘅帮助同埋盾牌中，我哋能够得到稳妥、保护同埋平安嘅。
In him we can find security, protection, and peace. In his help and shield.
人生不如意嘅事，或者十常八九啊。
Actually, life is often full of disappointments.
因此咧，唔少嘅人生活喺不如意嘅光景当中。
So many people frequently live in unfavorable condition.
正如昔日嘅以色列人民啦，唔会想及佢自己嘅处境咧，或者遇上外族人嘅压迫嘅时候，往往又会感到好无奈。
Just like the Israelites, in the past, they often feel helpless when they consider their situation or when they face oppression from foreign nations.
但系可幸嘅系咧，佢哋当日并未有完全嘅绝望。
Fortunately, they did not completely despair.
因为佢哋知道佢哋要倚靠 Yahweh。
Because they knew to rely on Yahweh.
今日我哋或者会有好多嘅烦扰、无奈，甚至遭人取笑啊，轻看我哋嘅信仰。
Today we may also face many troubles, helplessness, and even mockery of our faith by others.
但系因为神藉着主耶稣嘅救赎嘅大恩，印证咗呢首诗所描述嘅种种嘅情况。
However, through the great grace of redemption by the Lord Jesus, the Almighty God has confirmed various aspects described in this psalm.
因此，让我哋一同效法诗人嘅教导，我哋同心嘅去倚靠神。
Therefore, let us learn from the psalmist's teaching to trust in our God Yahweh together.
12、13节咧讲话，因为向来眷念我们啦，remember 佢纪念我哋嘅意思。
Verse 12 to 13 says, Yahweh has always remembered. Remember means to recall.
赐福呢个字咧。喺呢短短一段啦吓，两节出现咗4次咁多。
The word blessings appear four times in this short passage.
嗱，强调所有嘅人，无论你系边一个团体，你系点样嘅人，只要系敬畏耶和华，主必赐福给他。
Regardless of their groups, regardless who they are, as long as they fear Yahweh, He will bless them.
嗱，14节讲到佢对佢。子孙嘅祝福啦得地为业嘅祝福啦，喺16节啦
Verse 14 mentions the blessing of the descendants and the inheritance of the land in verse 16.
嗱，神应许嘅地地他要赐给神，应许地不单单系指当时嘅迦南地啊，仲包括将来要居住嘅新天新地，即系永恒嘅神嘅国啦。
The promised land not only refers to Canaan, but also includes the new heaven and new earth, where they will dwell in the future.
嗱，究竟祝福系真正嘅意义系咩咧？
So, what is the true meaning of blessing?
嗱，诗人再三嘅系对神嘅百姓讲啦喺头之前嘅9至11节话，你哋要倚靠耶和华，佢系你嘅帮助同埋你嘅盾牌。
The psalmist repeatedly tell the people belonging to God to trust in Yahweh, He is your help and your shield.
嗱，佢一连讲咗3次啦佢系他是我的帮助啊，我哋嘅盾牌。咁大啲系保护嘅意思啦。
And it was emphasized three times that Yahweh is our help and our shield.
佢系赐福嘅神重复咗4次啊。
And he is the God who blesses us. So it was repeated four times.
咁赐啲咩福咧？
So what blessing does God give?
嗱，佢就讲不论大小，佢都赐福啦，叫你哋嘅子孙系兴旺啊，日日见加增啊，14节啦。
So in verse 14 it says, He blesses in all aspects, big or small, making you and your children prosper.
佢把地赐俾人啦，16节啦，所以体现神所赐嘅福，但系当时嚟讲系睇得见嘅。
In verse 16, it says, He gives the land to people, the blessing from God at that time are visible.
喺旧约咧，人丁兴旺啊，土地有粮啊，就系神赐福嘅证据啦。
In the Old Testament times, prosperity in population and abundance of crops in the land are evidence of God's blessings.
當然喺新約，我哋有好多嘅，就係講到好多嘅時候睇到屬靈嘅福氣添。
Whereas in the New Testament, many blessings are like spiritual ones.
嗱，原來讚美稱頌係最能夠見證神、彰顯神嘅祝福嘅。
Actually, praise, thanksgiving is the greatest testimony of God showcasing His blessings.
嗱，賜福嘅原文係一個未完成式嚟嘅。
The phrase "He blesses" in the original text is in imperfect tense.
嗱，意思即系指神所赐嘅祝福系会继续嘅，系源源不绝嘅。
Indicating that the blessings of God are continuous and unending.
佢要赐福俾所有属于佢、敬畏佢嘅人。
He intends to bless all those who fear and belong to him.
所以我鼓励你哋喺困局当中学习，唔好依靠自己喺度挣扎。
So I will encourage you to learn not to struggle, to rely on yourselves in difficult situations,
反而要奋力嘅去倚靠神，
but learn to rely on God.
不论喺我哋嘅生活或者服侍当中，
Whether in everyday life or in your service to God?
你会发现依靠神的效果是完全不一样的，是比之前更加的轻省。
You will discover that relying on God yields entirely different results, much lighter than before.
最后在18节讲到，你们要赞美耶和华。
In verse 18, it says, "Praise Yahweh."
原文就是哈利路亚。
In the original text, is "Hallelujah."
Hallelujah
"Hallel" means to praise. Yah is the shortened form of Yahweh.
所以哈利路亚就是要赞美耶和华。
So "Hallelujah" means to praise Yahweh.
咁要总结啦，我哋今日所依靠嘅耶和神系，佢系慈爱同埋诚实嘅神。
So let us conclude. So Yahweh, in whom we trust, is a God of love and faithfulness,
佢系天上嘅神。
who is in heaven.
佢系随自己意思行事嘅神。
He is a God who acts according to his will.
佢系我哋嘅帮助同埋盾牌。
He is our help and shield.
佢系赐福嘅神。
He is a God who blesses.
佢系永远当受赞美嘅神。
He is a God who is eternal and worthy of praise.
当中更加提醒我哋要逃避拜偶像嘅事情。
So in this psalm, we are reminded we must flee from idol worship.
今日你同我仲有冇乜嘢偶像喺我哋嘅心中咧？
So today, do you and I still have idols in our hearts?
好，我哋结束今日嘅信息，我哋再一次安静低头祷告。
So when we conclude today's message, let us once again pray to God.
天父，我哋都系赞美你，因为你系嗰位喺天上随己而行其事嘅神。
Father Yahweh, we lift up our praise to you because you are a God who does your will in heaven.
我知道偶像是无能为力，是徒然的，如果跟从他们。
We know that idols are powerless and it will be in vain when we follow after them.
但可能我们在不知不觉中，亦都有不同的偶像，无形的偶像在我们心里面去，从我们的经历去追求。
However, perhaps without us knowing, we have some hidden invisible idols in our hearts that we are seeking and pursuing after them.
求你帮助我们看得清楚。
We pray that you shine your light so we may see clearly.
将我们的专注去回到你的身上。
So that we may turn our gaze once again upon yourself.
带领你的子民去，是在你的祝福底下去喜乐的去生活。
We pray that you lead your people to come under your blessing, to have this joy in your presence.
去见证到你奇妙的大能。
To witness this mighty power that's come from you.
招我们是离开黑暗，进入光明的美德。
Knowing that you are a God who calls us out of darkness into your marvelous light.
求你就接纳我们的祷告、赞美和感恩。
We pray that you accept our worship and our praise and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.